comes from Luke 1, verses 67 to 79. His father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be the Lord, God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all he hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Denzel. Thank you, Richard, for leading us to this point in the service. Beautiful singing. Elsie, thank you so much for the ministry that you have of song. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer before we look into our given passage this morning. Let's pray together. Loving Heavenly Father, Lord of all, open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things out of your holy word. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. During this Advent season, we will be looking at some of the biblical songs that prepare us for the first coming of Jesus. Last Sunday, if you remember, we looked at Mary's song of pure joy from a heart full of joy and thanksgiving. It was a song of joy because the qualities that Mary saw in God. Mary recognized his holiness, his mercy and compassion, his strength and faithfulness. Next week, we'll be looking at the angel's song of good news. But on this third Advent Sunday, this third Sunday of Advent, we're going to look at Zechariah's song of praise. And we will be looking mainly at chapter 1 of the Gospel of Luke, because I want us this morning to look at the preparation and the situation that happened in Zechariah's life that led him to that situation. That situation where he could sing that song of praise. So who is Zechariah? Well, he was the father of John the Baptist, who introduced Jesus, as we know, to the world at that particular point in history, speaking the words of Isaiah in Luke chapter 3 and verses 4 to 6, his son John says, "A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. And all mankind will see God's salvation." And of course, that is what the Advent and the Christian message is all about. Christmas message is all about. It's the coming of Jesus and allowing everyone to know what it is to have a personal relationship with him. Zechariah was also a priest and a descendant of Aaron. Consequently, Zechariah's story in his song teaches us seven steps by which we can increase our awareness of God and then by fully enjoy our daily lives, not just during the build-up to Christmas, but of course, beyond. And the first step I'd like us to look at this morning as we look at the life of Zechariah leading up to this Advent time is take God seriously. Take God seriously. Whatever God does, whatever God says, take it seriously. Look at verses 5 to 7 of chapter 1, especially verse 6. Both of them, that's Zechariah and Elizabeth, were upright in the sight of God. Listen, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations. What a great testimony that is. What a great testimony to God and the Christian faith that they observed all the Lord's commandments and regulations. But look at verse 7. They had no children because Elizabeth could not have any and they were both very old. So in spite of their pain and their distress and their worry and misery in not having children, they still were able to maintain a positive attitude towards God. We need to give serious thought to who God is and his will for our lives. We need to take God seriously, but also to expect great things from him. If you look back in history to the Jewish population, to the Israelites, they would have known from the prophets years ago that the Messiah was coming. God will bring a Messiah to this earth. They expected great things from God. And during this Advent time, during this period of Christmas, we must expect great things from God. Not just now, but in future days ahead. But, like Zechariah and Elizabeth, like many, many thousands, millions of Christians over the year, we must take God seriously and remember who he is and what he's done for us. The second step is to serve the Lord. Look at verses 8 to 10 again in chapter 1. Let's read those verses together. 8 to 10 of chapter 1. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time came for burning of incense, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. The situation in those days was because of the large number of priests, most would never be chosen for such an important duty. And no one was permitted to serve in this capacity twice. But Zechariah, no doubt, regarded this as a supreme moment in a lifetime of priestly service. The incense was kept burning constantly just in front of the veil that divided the holy place from the most holy place. And the lone priest would offer the incense every morning and evening, while the rest of the priests and worshippers stood outside the holy place and prayed. So Zechariah knew what it was to serve the Lord. Here was Zechariah serving the Lord with total obedience, faithfulness, and commitment. And so Zechariah, Elizabeth, took God seriously. They served the Lord, especially Zechariah. But thirdly, the third step is to make prayer a daily part of your life. We see that again in chapter 1 in verses 11 to 13a. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, that's Zechariah, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard." Isn't that wonderful? Your prayer has been heard. Sometimes we reel off prayers, don't we? It is nothing wrong with praying about a situation over and over and over again. But sometimes in our spirit, in our hearts, sometimes we think that there's an element of doubt with where as if God hasn't heard that particular prayer. But God hears every prayer that we offer up to him, and he is faithful and just to answer that prayer. And I love that. The angel said, "Your prayer has been heard." The angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah during his time of prayer. If you like, heaven came to earth. A little bit of heaven came to earth. You see, God can reveal himself in so many ways, but prayer is intimate. Prayer is personal. It's taken mostly in our private times when we're offering up prayer to God, and it's an intimate time. It's our opportunity to speak and listen. It's an integral part of our relationship with God. Step number four, as we look at Zechariah and Elizabeth, that led to Zechariah's song of praise. Step number four, believe God's word, verses 18 to 22. Of course, God speaks in many ways. However, the truth is, when God speaks, we should never doubt his word. When God speaks, we should never doubt him. In some ways, Zechariah did. We read in these verses, 18 to 22, that there was a temporary, if you like, communication problem. The angel spoke clearly and with authority that the couple were going to have a child and he will have a powerful ministry. But verse 16 says, many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord. What a powerful ministry. Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord. Even then, Zechariah asked of the angel, how can I be sure of this? I mean, how many times have we said that in our Christian walk and witness? How can I be sure that's what God wants me to do? How can I be sure that we shouldn't doubt him? We should believe every word that he says. One of the greatest assurances that we have as Christians is that we can take God at his word. Amen. We can take God at his word. We can never get close to God until we live as though we believe the truth of his word to us. We must never doubt him. Step number five in Zechariah's preparation for his song of praise is to give God praise for victory in verses 23 to 25. As the story goes, and as we read, Elizabeth became pregnant and gave all the glory to God. She acknowledged the miracle that was taking place in her life. The fifth step is to give praise for victory. But the sixth step is to obey God when all is going well. They were living in, if you like, what could be called parental poverty. It's easy to forget God when all things are going well. When things are going well in our lives, life goes on. Sometimes it's only when things are going wrong that we get down to pray and seek God's face. But finally, the seventh step is to fix your heart on God. And this is where we come to Zechariah's song of praise. Because Zechariah's song is like an Old Testament psalm. He understood that without God's kindness, he would be the victim of a childless situation. He knew that if he didn't put his faith and trust proper sense of priorities, God came first in his life. And I wonder if that's a lesson for us today, that we should put God first in our lives. I think that's very important. When we're seeking God for a particular situation, if we're seeking him for guidance, or if we're seeking him to help us in our lives, does the situation come first, or does God come first? But Zechariah demonstrated a proper sense of priorities. And of course, it's a blessing to trust God because he provides so much for us. No more, no less. So in conclusion, I think this Advent time and the time leading up to Christmas is a good time to draw closer to God, to take on board once again the Advent story, the Christmas story. And if you can hear what Zechariah is singing and follow his example, this will be a great time of joy and praise. For those who follow the example of Zechariah, Christmas will be a time of great joy and growing close to God. Take those seven steps, mold them into your life, into your Christian worship, and into your Christian witness and service. Amen. We're going to sing again. We're going to sing "What a Wonderful Savior Jesus Is," but I think that's the family song, isn't it? Yeah. Does anybody want a banner? What a wonderful friend he is, for he left all the glory of heaven, came to earth to die on Calvary. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Rose from the grave, hallelujah, and he lives nevermore to die, at the Father's right hand interceding, he will heed our faithful cry. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
He's coming someday to receive her. We'll be called up to heaven above. Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. The mountain of the Timothy, what a wonderful giant he is. For he left all the glory of heaven, came to earth to love Calvary. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Hey, whoa, that's great. Let's finish together and to each other. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,